For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Hot, dry weather is leading to some serious concerns for Kentucky agriculture. Temperatures approaching or exceeding 100 degrees by week's end are adding to drought conditions that are already having an impact on crops throughout the region. Dan Modlin talks with University of Kentucky Forage Extension Specialist Dr. Gary Lacefield.
The corn and soybean crops in Kentucky, as well as in central and southern Indiana, are suffering. And pastures, which play a critical part in feeding livestock in Kentucky, are also being impacted by the weather. Dr. Gary Lacefield joins us on the phone line. Gary, how does this year differ from other hot, dry periods Kentucky farmers have endured in the past?
Weather problems are normal in Kentucky. It seems like that old adage, if you don't know what's going to happen weather-wise, stay around Kentucky and you'll get a surprise. We certainly have had our surprises this year. We started off our season the earliest that I've seen in my career. In forage crops in general, we're about 3 weeks earlier than normal. There was alfalfa hay cut in the Mammoth Cave area in Hart County in March this year. That was the first time in history I've ever seen that happen. I even contacted one of my mentors, Mr. Warren Thompson, who's 96 years old. He told me that he had never seen it. So we started off extremely early. Things were going great. Then we've hit into a severe drought, and that's hit in early. Kentucky farmers are used to dealing with dry conditions in July and August, but we're normally not dealing with this kind of dry conditions this early in the year and this type of intense heat, which to livestock producers is very serious. So yes, it's been a very interesting year thus far. And we are always accustomed to dealing with weather extremes, but it's difficult when you're going through them.
Now, what about steps producers might be able to take to conserve the resources they have at this point? What are you recommending?
Well, Dan, that's an excellent word you used of conserve, because at this point, there are no silver bullets. We have no forage crop that's ever been developed that we can grow without water. We can't germinate them, and we can't grow them successfully. We do have grazable forages that we do have still, and then those that have basically run out of pasture, we are feeding either hay or silage. The basic message here is don't make a bad situation worse. By conserving what we've got, we extend the grazing, we extend the hay period until better conditions come along, and the more of that we can conserve, the more of that feed, whether it's pasture, hay, or silage, that we can get into our animals and utilize as opposed to wasting, the more efficient that it is, and the better off we are as far as prolonging this feeding period.
And of course, the cost of feeding that livestock becomes a very important factor.
The price of stored feed, the price of hay continues to go up. The supply is not in great availability at present. We need to conserve that. We can do these conservation measures from grazing by simply restricting pastures and not attempting to abuse all of our pastures, but maybe abuse that last one that we know we need to do something to, perhaps this fall anyway, and use that. This is where these electric fences and closing some gates and restricting animals to smaller units and have them to clean that up a little bit better. Always being conscious of these high temperatures and shade and water needs. The needs of an animal for water go up as the temperature goes up. And when we're into these 90s and 100 degree temperatures, water consumption is quite high, and we need to be very sensitive to that. And then also the shade is a factor.
University of Kentucky Forage Extension Specialist Dr. Gary Lacefield has been our guest today. Dr. Lacefield, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you and your station for your sensitivity to the situation. This drought's affecting everyone, not just farmers, but it's directly affecting them. But the homeowners and the lawns and gardens and things, these are all being impacted because all of these agronomic crops need the water to grow.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.